From NPR News in Washington, I'm Noor Rahm. U.S. Marines and sailors are moving into a Taliban stronghold in southern Afghanistan. The operation began yesterday in the Nowzad district of southern Helmand Province. The U.S. troops are being joined by British troops and Afghan soldiers and police. A spokesman said several militants have been killed and bombs and weapons have been seized. He said there have been no casualties among foreign or Afghan forces. At least two people were killed in an explosion in Peshawar, Pakistan today. Police initially said it was a car bomb, but now say it appears to have been an accident. Yesterday, at least 37 people died in a bombing at a mosque in Rawalpindi. Representatives from around the world will gather in Copenhagen on Monday to try to hammer out parts of an agreement on how to combat climate change. NPR's David Kestenbaum reports.
The Copenhagen meeting has an impressive guest list. President Obama will be dropping by, and leaders of almost 100 countries have pledged to attend. But the meeting will not produce an actual legal agreement. Some knotty issues remain to be worked out. Countries need to agree on how much greenhouse gas emissions they're willing to cut. A treaty will also likely include some mechanism for rich countries to help poorer developing countries reduce their emissions. That could take the form of a fund. Projections are the fund would need at least $10 billion a year in the short term and $100 billion a year down the road. Negotiators are hopeful they can work through some of the stickier issues, such as how to raise that money, and come up with the form of an agreement that could be put onto paper at a future meeting. David Kestenbaum, NPR News.
President Obama had been scheduled to attend the opening of the climate summit. Now the White House says he'll be there at the final phase, when more leaders are expected to attend. White House Press Secretary Robert Gibbs said the decision reflects the president's commitment to doing all that he can to pursue a positive outcome. Parts of the southern U.S. are seeing snowfall this morning. Some regions are getting their earliest snow on record. NPR's Russell Lewis reports from Birmingham, Alabama.
In the Deep South, snow is rare and even unheard of in December, especially this early in the month. The Houston, Texas area got several inches. It's just the fourth time in the past 15 years it snowed there. Louisiana, Mississippi, Tennessee, and Alabama have already seen some snow from the storm. In Birmingham, snow has only fallen this early once in more than a century of record keeping. The system is moving up from the Gulf of Mexico and mixing with cooler air from the north. Georgia and North Carolina are also expected to get some snow, but much of it will fall overnight, and it isn't expected to stick because the ground is too warm, so it will likely cause little, if any, transportation problems in a region unprepared to deal with this freezing weather. Russell Lewis, NPR News, Birmingham.
You're listening to NPR News from Washington. The Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation took over another six banks yesterday. Spokesman David Barr said other banks will assume their operations.
The FDIC found six other banks to take over the banking operations for all of these. For the customers of those failed banks, it will be business as usual.
Ohio Bank AmTrust was among the bank's latest failures, along with three banks in Georgia, Benchmark Bank of Illinois and Greater Atlantic Bank of Virginia. So far this year, 130 banks have been shut down. Two passenger ferries collided in the Nile River Delta yesterday. The accident occurred near the northern Egyptian port city of Rashid. NPR's Peter Kenyon has more from Cairo.
Preliminary information was sketchy, but medical and security officials said it appeared that the collision had caused one boat to capsize while the other sank. There were conflicting reports of casualties, although witnesses said some people had survived the collision and were taken to nearby hospitals. Officials said rescue efforts would continue through the night and there were likely to be fatalities. Egypt has suffered a series of transportation accidents in recent years. The transportation minister resigned in October, shortly after a train crash killed 18 people south of Cairo. The worst maritime disaster in recent times occurred in 2006, when an overloaded ferry carrying mainly poor Egyptian workers home from Saudi Arabia caught fire and sank in the Red Sea, killing more than 1,000 people on board. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Cairo.
A fire swept through a nightclub in Perm, Russia last night. Officials say 103 people were killed, dozens more were injured. They say the blaze was sparked by an indoor fireworks show. I'm Noor Rahm, NPR News in Washington.